Rashi and you're listening to the Business Today Daily News Podcast. Hope you had a great weekend. Here are the top stories for today. The country's largest lender, SBI, will conduct auction of 12 non-performing accounts later this month to recover dues of over Rs 1,325 crore. The e-auction of these accounts will take place on June 25th, according to an SBI notice. State Bank of India said interested bidders can conduct due diligence of these assets with immediate effect after submitting the expression of interest and executing a non-disclosure agreement with the bank. Widening its probe into the Air Asia money laundering case, the Enforcement Directorate has collected documents from the Commerce and Industry Ministry related to FDI clearances given to the airline. A senior official told PTI that a team of ED investigators picked up a number of documents last week from the Department of Industrial Policy and Promotion as part of this investigation. Files collected by the agency pertain to the FDI proposal made by the airline and clearances granted by the FIPB to Air Asia so that it can launch its operations in India, the official said. Moving on, industry is expecting the GDP to grow by close to 8% over the next couple of years as strong reforms, process and fiscal prudence have laid a solid foundation for growth, CII said in a report. It said the economy is in a sweet spot right now as the adjustment process regarding major reforms of the past few years is largely stabilized and industry is ready for a fresh phase of investment while capacity utilization builds up. It said Rs 50,000 crore worth of investments have been recently announced. A CEO's opinion poll showed that 82% of them expect GDP growth to be higher than 7% for the year 2018-19, with 10% of them expecting growth to be above 7.5%. Amid concern around data security, the Reserve Bank of India is learned to have asked payment services firms to provide an update on action taken by them to store transaction data in the country in every fortnight. A payment bank official confirmed receipt of the RBI letter. In other news, the White House has launched a blistering attack on Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, accusing him of betrayal for his actions during the recently concluded G7 summit in Quebec City. US President Donald Trump has imposed a 25% tariff on import of steel from Canada and another 15% on aluminium, using the national security interest provisions of the existing American laws. Trudeau has vehemently opposed the imposition of tariff on U.S. import of Canadian steel and aluminium and has threatened with retaliatory measures. Trudeau, at a news conference at the conclusion of the G7 summit, said that Canadians are polite, reasonable, but will not be pushed around. The new Italian economy minister Giovanni Tria today emphatically ruled out an exit from the single currency, saying Italy will remain part of the Eurozone. The position of this government is clear and unanimous. There are no discussions taking place about any proposal to leave the euro, Tria said in an interview. Tria, who is 69 years old, formally took charge of managing the Eurozone's third largest economy when his anti-immigrant government won parliamentary approval last week. And on that note, it's a wrap of the podcast for today. Tune in tomorrow for more.